Hello, and welcome to episode 26 of Influencer Insights.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. Each week, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist and New York Times best-selling publicist, takes you behind the scenes with successful influencers, bloggers, and industry elites in conversation to share how they engage, persuade, and grow their unique influence. Her mission is to share exclusive insider tips, wisdom, and action-based tools to help you strengthen, monetize, and build your own industry-leading influence.
Imagine if you could reach your most important goals for the day before lunch. I know, sounds a little crazy, but it would feel pretty amazing, right? But is it even possible? Well, my friends, I know that it is. And today I'm sharing exactly how I schedule my days and content to stay focused on my long-term growth goals. So you ready? Let's dive on in. Now, I have always been a to-do list kind of woman, and I haven't always found it so easy to plan out my days. Without even realizing it, I used to let little distractions take precedence over big priorities, right? Emails would come in, calls would come in, texts from friends wanting to do lunch, family would be asking stuff, and little by little, those work distractions would take over. So it wasn't until I started planning out each day for optimal consistency, productivity, and growth that I really started to see traction and growth in my own business. When I started planning my days out by the hour, and I literally mean hour by hour, I realized how much time I actually did have to create new things, as well as how much time I had been wasting on energy-depleting distractions. The first thing I discovered was my need for about an hour to myself every morning. That meant scheduling time for just me before engaging with my phone, my computer, my emails, or even my husband and my child. Really gifting myself this time has allowed me to be more energized and focused for the rest of the day. Now, if you want to hear more about this, you can head over to Influencer Insights episode 10 after today's episode to get more of the nitty-gritty of how I plan out my day exactly. But during this time, I also discovered that planning out my day one task at a time with a specific time frame really did increase my productivity tenfold. Granted, my time frames are estimates, but having it all down in writing has really helped me keep myself accountable and organized. So, here are my four tips to help you plan out an efficient workday. Number one, write down your top five priorities. I call this my top five, but it really allows me to stay focused. So with the top five, these are the top five priorities that you have to get done today. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. With each of these priorities, you want to then estimate how long each one will take and schedule them based on the level of importance. For example, the tasks that must get done immediately are going to go at the top of the list, and then so on and so forth as you go about your day. Another little tip here is that you may want to also prioritize these by what I like to call the lower hanging fruit. Meaning, if you have a task that you could probably accomplish faster and a little bit more efficiently at the beginning of the day, go ahead and do that one first. Not only is that going to allow you check off a box on your list and make you feel a little bit more confident because you're getting through your list, but it's going to give you a little bit more energy so you're not exhausting all of your energy in the morning doing those bigger type of goals. So again, it's about itemizing them out in levels of priority while at the same time trying to get some of that lower hanging fruit done first. Number two, refrain from checking your phone throughout the day. And I know, this is a hard one. This is kind of impossible in some ways for influencers and bloggers out there because I'm sure you're sitting there thinking, Julie, we work on our phone. How can I actually work without checking my phone? But hear me out. If you really need to, schedule about 15 minutes throughout the day to check in on social media or emails, but that is it. I just want to make sure that you don't stop and really go down those rabbit holes that we can all go down if you start checking your phone throughout the day. So it's really about setting an alarm, giving yourself that 15 minutes, and when the time is up, the time is up. Put the phone down, put the phone away, and get back to work. It's amazing how much time we waste going down those rabbit holes, and that is what I want to keep you from. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business, and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support.
You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff, and it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Step 3, create an editorial calendar for your blog and your social media posts. Creating an editorial calendar is going to give you insight into what's coming up so you can, aha, plan ahead. And that is the big one here. You really want to give yourself time to be organized, be forward thinking, and really plan ahead so you can promote your content and really coordinate with your team. Now, I use Google Calendar along with a program called Asana, but you can use any calendar when it comes to planning out your content. You just want to get it down in writing so there is no more missed deadlines or forgotten posts. Now, in episode 77 and 78 of the Influencer Podcast, Jenny Capoletti of Margo & Me shared how she structures her editorial calendar to stay focused, and you guys, it is pretty phenomenal. It really does give you a big picture on how you can create consistent content and really stay ahead of the game. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, you're definitely going to want to put it on your list. Now, our fourth and final tip. Pull your most popular posts from Google Analytics and repurpose them by promoting once a month on your social media. So let me dive into this a little bit more. Believe it or not, I don't actually create content every week anymore, and my traffic has actually increased by about 67%. And I know that I've talked about this before. The way that I'm able to do this is by repurposing content. So what I will do is about once a month with me and my team, we will go into our Google Analytics and we will take a look and say, okay, what are our top 5 most popular posts of the month? We will look at those top 5 posts and then we will start thinking, okay, how are ways in which we can take these posts that we have already written and re-promote them or repurpose them in some way on social media, be it Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, what have you. Is there a Facebook Live that I could do that talks about this blog post? Is there a way that we can get this repinned a bunch more times on Pinterest? Is there some kind of Instagram call to action that I can do to get people back to this popular post? So with doing this, it's going to free up your own time so you're not having to constantly create content for social media while at the same time driving more traffic back to your blog and helping you with your SEO. So that is probably my favorite tip out of these four, and I really hope that you start to take a little bit of time again to stay organized, take an hour a month to look at those Google Analytics and get yourself on track as well. So these are just four things that have worked for me. And I really feel like the secret to success is to find a routine that works for you. And most importantly, stick to it, right? Because change comes from taking action. It doesn't come from just thinking about it. The consistency is key here, but so is the action behind it. Now, I have a freebie for you today, and it's just kind of a little swipe file that I wanted to show you. It is a social media editorial calendar template that I have created that you could use to get ideas and to start prioritizing your content and increase your traffic. So head on over to juliesolomon.net/II26. Again, that's juliesolomon.net/II26 to get this social media calendar template. And you can use this template to plan out promotional content, to really kind of get a feel of how you can lay out the month. It's really helpful. And of course, feel free to change or add what works best for you. So again, juliesolomon.net/II26. And one more thing, if you love today's episode, make sure to go back to Influencer Insights episode 10 for a detailed behind the scenes look at my daily routine, plus the productivity hacks that help me cut my work days in half. Literally. Before you go, remember to screenshot this episode and share it with me over on Instagram by tagging me at Jules Solomon and hashtagging the Influencer Podcast. I always love to see who's listening alongside me.
Are you ready to create your own industry-leading influence? For show notes, downloads, and action-based tips, head to www.theinfluencerpodcast.com, where you can find out more about this week's episode, guest, and our host, Julie Solomon. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please take a minute to go to iTunes and leave a review so we can help other influencers like yourself build their own successful business.